Collier reporting. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2026 Subaru Outback features new styling as well as standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight Driver Assist technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Philadelphia Orchestra, led by conductor Eugene Ormandy, and the Coronation March from The Prophet, music of composer Giacomo Meyerbeer, on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon, welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. And classics continue on as we get into Thursday afternoon. We'll have a visit later from the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet and hear a little tune from one of its members called Quicken, as well as Camerata Chicago, with music by someone who was a friend of the Mozart family, composer Josef Myslivicek, and a cello concerto in C from him. Next up, though, is the Scottish National Orchestra, led by Sir Alexander Gibson. This is a marvelous symphonic poem written by Jean Sibelius, meant to represent a grand adventure. Next on KPR, we'll hear On Saga. The Scottish National Orchestra, led by Sir Alexander Gibson, and the symphonic poem On Saga by Jean Sibelius, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 12:30. And in still to come is Camerata Chicago, with us in the second half of the hour in just a few minutes' time, with a cello concerto by the Czech composer Josef Myslivicek. That and much more on the way for you here on a Thursday afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Creativity Matters, mental health counseling services, where art and therapy come together, offering therapy for adults, families, children, and more. Information about services and scheduling at creativitymattersllc.com. On the KU campus right now, 71 degrees, with cloudy skies and some light rain. 20% chance of more showers for the afternoon. Highs around 80 today. For this evening, showers and thunderstorms are likely. 80% chance of showers and lows around 67. Showers and possibly thunderstorms, a virtual guarantee for tomorrow. 100% chance of showers with thunderstorms possible tomorrow morning and afternoon. Friday's high should be around 82, and for tomorrow night, 40% chance of showers. And other than that, it looks pretty clear through the weekend. We have a visit next on KPR from the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet, and a piece composed by one of its members, Andrew York. This is called Quicken, Q-U-I-C-C-A-N. It's a sort of blending between a rock and classical piece from Andrew York. The title itself, said to be a fragment of an ancient and powerful metaphysical incantation, recommended that it not be spoken aloud too many times. So we'll go right ahead with the performance, Quicken, with the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet on KPR. That's from Andrew York, who was a member of the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet in that performance, a little tune called Quicken, on Kansas Public Radio. 12:37 is the time. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday afternoon. Tonight, it's Classics Live. At 7 p.m., Arul Joyce, Doreen Morande recital from the past year, with Tango Etudes from Astor Piazzolla, the Irish tune from County Derry, Variations on the Carnival of Venice, and it's all for saxophone and piano, featuring sax player Vince Konoyak and pianist Ellen Summer. Classics Live is tonight at 7 on KPR. We have a performance next from the members of Camerata Chicago, with music from an 18th-century Czech composer by the name of Josef Myslivicek, someone who was a great friend of the Mozart family and said to be a great influence on Mozart as a young man. We'll hear Myslivicek's Cello Concerto in C on KPR. members of Camerata Chicago, with a cello concerto in C major by 18th century Czech composer Josef Myslivicek on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 1 p.m. Stay tuned for the news from NPR. In the next hour of music, I mentioned how Myslivicek was a friend of the Mozart family, and in the next hour of music, work from Mozart himself, his fourth flute quartet. That plus Symphony No. 3 by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. That and more still to come here on a Thursday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with five locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More information at rcilinc.org. You're listening to KPR.
This week, ER2.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's the English Northern Philharmonia, led by David Lloyd Jones, and a scherzo for orchestra, music by Frederick Delius, on Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for NPR News, the classics as well, and I've got the letter for you. I'm Jeb Watson, and we await the St. Petersburg State Symphony Orchestra, paying us a visit in just a short time. They'll give us Symphony No. 3 by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. That and much more still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. We have a recording now of the Fine Arts Quartet and some Mozart to share. A little late chamber music written around the year of 1787. This is the last flute quartet that Mozart appeared to have written, his Flute Quartet No. 4, which, unlike the previous three, which were written for the flutist Ferdinand de Jean, this one wasn't written for any particular soloist or any commission. Mozart appeared to have written this one just for fun. We'll hear flutist Samuel Baron having fun with the Fine Arts Quartet, Flute Quartet No. 4 by Mozart on Kansas Public Radio. From Mozart, the fourth flute quartet in A major, played here by the Fine Arts Quartet with flutist Samuel Baron on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 1:24, we're live, we're local. KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. And online, of course, kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation, exhibition, and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. And the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org. August 4th is primary election day in Kansas, with each party choosing its candidates for governor in the U.S. Senate. It's a crowded field, but you can hear the candidates in their own words. We ask them to tell KPR listeners why you should vote for them. Hear their response now over at Kansas Public Radio. We We have a wonderful symphony next for you on KPR, music of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. His third symphony, written first in 1873 and revised just a bit after that on few pointers given by Tchaikovsky in 1886. This symphony had its premiere in St. Petersburg in 1874. How appropriate it is that it's played here by the St. Petersburg State Symphony with conductor Andrei Anikanov, Symphony No. 3 on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Symphony No. 3 in C Major by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, performed there by the St. Petersburg State Orchestra, led by Andrei Anikanov on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now almost 2 p.m., and stay with us for NPR News. And in the next hour of classical music, we've got quite a bit for you, such as the famous Septet for trumpet and chamber orchestra by Camille Saint-Saëns, and for flute and orchestra, a fairly modern work called Green Places, quite lovely and still to come.
Hundreds of thousands.
Be with us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
LR.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, where investors have a range of choices to pursue investing goals, from self-directed investing to full-service wealth management, all in one place. More at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A Very Old March by composer Jean-Baptiste Lully, played by Le Concert du Monde, conducted by Keith Clark on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeb Watson, and there's a little bit more classical music here for your Thursday afternoon. The Nash Ensemble is coming up, and they'll have some of the most famous chamber music that was written by Camille Saint-Saëns, his septet in E-flat major. Plus the Beauty in America Orchestra with something for you by flutist and composer Gary Schocker, a truly beautiful suite from 2009 called Green Places. Looking forward to that performance in just a little while. The Scottish National Orchestra and conductor Nimi Järvi, they're with us now for another early work, and this one by composer Sergei Prokofiev. In fact, this may be the earliest surviving example of Prokofiev's considerable output. He wrote this in 1910 during his teenage years, and it was one of the only works from that time that he would acknowledge and assign an opus number, Opus 6, and it's a symphonic poem known as Dreams, a very ethereal work. And the Scottish National Orchestra has the performance next on Kansas Public Radio. One of the earliest orchestral creations by Sergei Prokofiev, Opus 6, written in 1910, a symphonic poem called Dreams, here on KPR, the Scottish National Orchestra, and conductor Nimi Järvi there. It's about 2:20, and coming up in the second half of the hour, we have the Beauty in America Orchestra, with some music by flutist and composer Gary Schocker. Something for you called Green Places. It's quite lovely, and I'm looking forward to it. I think you'll enjoy it as well. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, 75 degrees. Highs topping out today around 79. We have a 20% chance of some further showers this afternoon. Showers likely for this evening, an 80% chance of precipitation. Showers and thunderstorms also possible late tonight and overnight. Showers a virtual guarantee for tomorrow. 100% chance of showers and also some possible thunderstorms in the afternoon. High should also be around 79, a 30% chance of showers and storms for Friday evening. We're joined now by the Nash Ensemble. They have some famous chamber music that was written by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns in 1880 for a Parisian trumpet music society. This is essentially a string quintet with a few parts written in for trumpet and piano, his famous septet in E-flat major. We've got the Nash Ensemble with trumpeter Paul Archibald and pianist Ian Brown here on KPR. The Septet in E-flat major, written in 1880 by Camille Saint-Saëns, and today played by the Nash Ensemble with trumpeter Paul Archibald and pianist Ian Brown on Kansas Public Radio. About 20 minutes to go until All Things Considered at 3 p.m. Later on tonight at 7 p.m., we've got Classics Live for you. Tonight, a Rule Joyce Doreen Morande recital from this past year, with Tango Etudes from Astor Piazzolla, the Irish tune from County Derry or Danny Boy, variations on the Carnival of Venice, and it's all for saxophone and piano, featuring sax player Vince Ganoyak and pianist Ellen Summer. Classics Live, that is tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. and an hour of classical music from 8 to 9 tonight on KPR. What we have next is the Beauty in America Orchestra, and a modern work for flute and piano. This was written back in 2009 by the flutist and composer Gary Schocker, and it's called Green Places. It's quite lovely, and a piece that invites listeners to take a fresh look at our revered places of green, with images of rolling hills, gardens, and countrysides, in a classical yet jazzy work. Here's the Beauty in America Orchestra, led by Eric Jacobson, flutist Carol Auld, Green Places by Gary Schocker on KPR. A modern flute concerto, one written back in 2009 by flutist and composer Gary Schocker, called Green Places, performed by the Beauty in America Orchestra, led by conductor Eric Jacobson with flutist Carol Auld on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Stay with us tonight for Classics Live at 7 p.m., and there's an hour of music from 8 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me, and I'll be with you again at noon tomorrow. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.